Divine Mercy Novena Day 2 and Holy Saturday. Welcome, friends, to our reflection.
I'm wearing the same thing.
Oh, no.
Can I get changed?
Forget about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, who cares? Divine Mercy Novena Day 2, where we are seeking God for torrents of grace. Thank you, friends, for tuning in and journeying with us to Divine Mercy on the feast day, on Sunday, next Sunday. So, every day we reflect upon the topic of mercy that Jesus revealed to St. Faustina, and today we are praying for who, Janelle?
Today, bring to me the souls of priests and religious. It was they who gave me the strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them, as through channels, my mercy flows out upon mankind.
Isn't that ironic for this moment?
Yes. But you know what, Kate? So we have to say some really beautiful things here.
Okay.
First of all, this devotion came through a religious sister. Hmm. And so we need to be grateful for that. I feel like God has worked tremendously through the holy men and women who have given their lives to the church. Mm-hmm. Who've sacrificed so much. And, you know, I know that you and I have both been impacted deeply by religious and priests that have, whose paths have crossed with ours throughout time. Mm-hmm. And even history has been impacted deeply by the works that they have done. And so I can see how they would be consoling the heart of Jesus. The other thing, though, as I was preparing for this, I rewatched our videos from last year. And I was speaking so passionately about the sacraments that were available to us last year, receiving the Eucharist, receiving the sacrament of reconciliation, hearing those words of absolution, and how those are such a gift. And I feel like right now, where we are, and I think in the better part of the world, people are not able to receive the Eucharist, and even in some cases, the last rites or the sacrament of reconciliation. So this is a really hard place to be. And I think it's a hard place for a lot of priests who feel like this is what they've given their life to, and they're not able to do that.
And isn't that the spirit of Holy Saturday? Hard place. Can you imagine what the apostles would have been going through? They give their lives to Jesus to serve with him, thinking they're going to go forward and proclaim the kingdom, change the world. And what does Jesus do on them? He dies. They gave up everything. And then it seems like it all falls apart. And perhaps you're feeling that way right now because you can't attend these channels of mercy that we typically do on this beautiful time of Holy mm-hmm. Week. And maybe there's priests out there who are feeling the same way. They gave their life to Jesus Christ to serve him and serve his people. Mm-hmm. And where are they right now? They're in the rectories. They're alone. And they suffer with the same temptations that every other man suffers and experiences. And so we need to pray for them. I meet lots of really good priests. It's funny. They're faithful. And the world comes down on them so hard. And even faithful people come down on them so hard. They need prayers to be faithful to the promises and vows that they took. Because it's not easy. They need to be lifted up. They're Jesus' hands. They're Jesus' feet. They're Jesus' words. They bring us Jesus literally. Where would we be without our priests and our religious who are some cloistered, praying right now for torrents of grace to be released upon us. How the religious vocation has just simply been trampled on. We need to pray. And we need to pray hard for these mm-hmm. men and women. They console Jesus, and they console us. And I'm willing to guess, I know we do, but you owe your faith to a priest or religious who was somehow influential in your life. One story comes out in my mind. I meet lots of priests in my travels doing parish missions. And there's today one particular one stands out in my mind. He was heard his vocation, responded to it, and he was in a terribly liberal diocese. And he loved the church, he loved the tradition and the orthodoxy of the faith, and he was faithful. And as a result of his faithfulness, he was thrown off into some throwaway parish where no one else wanted to go. And I asked him when I was doing a parish mission for him, what about the men that you were ordained with? And he says, they've all left the diocese. They went somewhere else. And I said, well, why did you stay? He's like, because I made a promise. And so for years and years, he was treated as the black sheep of his diocese because of his faithfulness. And so we need to pray for these priests, and we need to pray for their faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
And also, I was just thinking about the future priests, religious, consecrated women who will continue to console the heart of Jesus in the future. But there, yes. Mm-hmm. So yes, let us pray for them.
And change eternity. God bless you guys. Oh, remember to click around this link to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Focus your prayers on these men and women as you pray. All right. God bless you.